This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Today, the Dance Theater of Harlem named a new executive director and announced it will reopen its school on Saturday. The dance company had been forced to cancel its season earlier this fall. It laid off much of its staff, including all 44 dancers, and closed the 35-year-old school. From member station WNYC, Alicia Zuckerman reports.
Six, seven, eight, and change, and change, and change.
Dance Theater of Harlem began as a school in a garage on 152nd Street 35 years ago. It was founded by former New York City ballet dancer Arthur Mitchell, his response to the assassination of Martin Luther King Jr. A dance company quickly followed the creation of the school and became the only major African-American ballet company in the world. Mitchell announced in September the cancellation of the company's season because of a $2.5 million deficit. Still, he vowed to keep the school open. But the organization couldn't pay the insurance, and 2 weeks later, the school closed, too. Today, Dance Theater of Harlem announced it has raised $1.6 million and will reopen the school this weekend. The money came from the city and the state, as well as corporate and individual donations. Gabrielle Hilaire was one of the dance students giving a demonstration to the crowd. She's taken classes at the school 5 days a week for the past 4 years. She and her mother said they've been moping around for the last 6 weeks, until last night when they got the news.
I was just screaming and yelling and jumping around. I was just really happy.
I mean, she was jumping for joy last night with a sinus infection. She's here.
Both Gabrielle and her mother say the classes have taught her a lot more than dance.
It's taught me how to act outside of the school, to be proud.
Everything about her, her disposition, the way she carries herself, her self-confidence, and just the beauty that comes with the posture and grace from dance.
When Arthur Mitchell came to the microphone, he was ecstatic.
The outcry that came from across the world, the community, the funders. It was just amazing.
He said somebody even started a dollar campaign with single dollar bills arriving in the mail. Mitchell's business skills have been called inadequate, and he's been criticized for clashing with past executive directors. A new executive director was named today. Levine Naidu has a proven ability to work well with Mitchell. He calls himself a product of Dance Theater of Harlem. Naidu came to New York 16 years ago from South Africa to dance with the company. He's been running the school, and now he'll help run the entire organization.
The pieces have to work together. Young people have to have role models. They have to have something to aspire to. They have to see it in real live color, sweat, screaming, piano, teachers, performance. They have to see all of that. That's what inspires them.
With a lot of help from Michael Kaiser, who runs the Kennedy Center in Washington, D.C., Dance Theater of Harlem has managed to add 6 new board members. Its board of trustees had dwindled to just 3. The Reverend Calvin Butts, pastor of the Abyssinian Baptist Church in Harlem, is one of them. He says he's prepared to put in the hard work.
When it comes to crunching numbers, raising dollars, and tightening an organization, and we are committed to do that.
And the city's mayor, Michael Bloomberg, said he's one of many people who wants to see Dance Theater of Harlem live on.
One of the country's greatest movers and shakers once said, "Any problem in the world can be solved by dancing." Does anybody know who said that? Not Arthur Mitchell, although he might have said that. James Brown. Come on.
Dance Theater of Harlem plans to bring back the ballet company by this summer. For NPR News, I'm Alicia Zuckerman in New York.